Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jory. I'm a coffee psychic tonight. I am your host, and I'm pretty much your host all the time because this is my radio show, and this is called Your Psychic Connection. Anyway, you know, I always pick a lot of different topics, things that I'm interested in, things that I hope you guys are interested in. Sometimes they're topics that we normally don't even talk about. Or they might seem a little odd. I think somebody actually said, and to me it depends on where your spiritual growth is at, but some things could be a little morbid. You know, tonight's topic is funerals and wakes. So we're going to be talking about that. I invite you guys to call in. This is a live call-in show, and the number to call in at is 347-633-9404. Again, 347-633-9404. And I've got to tell you, there are no topics here for me that are untouchable. So if you guys have any questions, any psychic stories, any spirit photographs you want to send me, anything like that, call in. You know, we'll talk about anything here. So I normally like to go over the week of psychic things. Sometimes I've got a very, very busy psychic schedule, you know, with dead people popping in and things like that. And sometimes it's a little quieter. Well, I got to tell you, this week has been an amazing week. It's been wonderful. And it's been pretty active. I had done I had a couple of events on Saturday, psychic parties and stuff. And the latter one, when I was doing a reading for this lady, this dead spirit came around. Now, what was interesting is at the end of the reading, I, you know, more toward the end, I really got that the spirit was not a positive spirit at all. And it was interesting, so I just thought, okay, you know, we'll see where this goes. And what's happened since then was the spirit that I saw, I had pretty much seen like a day or two later on top of my van. And I was going like, oh, you know. People think that just because you're psychic, maybe you're not going to pick up these spirits, but yet some people realize when you are psychic, you're probably more apt to pick up the spirits. So it just gives me a little more work to do in the spirit field, you know, in finding out who this is and hopefully walking them into the light and, you know, getting them in a place where they don't need to be down here anymore because, you know, guess what, they're dead. And this one needs some help. Now, I've also had some other activity. I was watching TV, this was 2 days ago, and out of the corner of my eye, and, you know, when I teach my psychic classes, which we'll be having a psychic class this weekend at 1 o'clock, and we're also going to be having a seance this weekend at 6:30. If you'd like to join, give me a call at area code 219-940-9292. Again, that's 219-940-9292. You can call to set up an appointment, join the psychic development class, come to the seance. Okay. Anyway, what I teach in the psychic development class is this. When you're seeing somebody dead, you think you've seen something out of the corner of your eye, go look, nothing's there. What was that? That's what we always say. I must be going crazy. What did I see? So basically you want to focus on looking forward. Don't always look at who you think you saw. Try to assess as quickly as you can. Male, female, young, old, could be an animal. Normally you'll see the animals more along the base of the floor. Or you know for sure it was your dead dog, you know, or it was the one that jumped on your bed, things like that. Anyway, so it was a young girl walking down my stairway. Now, she kind of glanced over, but she really looked like she was kind of lost in a different dimension. And I mean that by I just saw her walking down my staircase. Who was she? I don't know. Tried finding out, what are you doing here? You know, can I help you? What's going on? I found out the next day when I was talking with my granddaughter, who's very psychic. I talk about her pretty much a lot. She is 16 years old, and she's been seeing the dead since she's been 2 years old. So we started talking about this, and she said, what? She goes, did she look like this, Grandma? Did she have brown hair? Did it look like she was wearing a nightgown? Did she look like she was 11 or 12 years old? I said, yes, to all of it, because that's what she looked like. She goes, well, her name is Ashley. And seeing that my granddaughter has this one spirit that actually stays in her house, I said, oh, my God, that's not Closet Girl, is it? And she goes, no. And I was like, I said, okay. So that's another project that I'm working on, is finding out who this young lady is. So that's the, that so far is the extra spirit activity that's going on. I want to share with you guys an amazing experience. Again, tonight's topic, what's your favorite wake? Have you been to any great wakes, funerals? What's an amazing experience that you've had with this? We know that when our family members die, or we've all been there too, by the way. I mean, if you guys haven't, God bless you. I had one lady tell me, she says, my family doesn't die. And I said, oh, my God, I've been waiting to meet them. This is several years ago. I think since then, though, maybe somebody in her family has crossed over. She just never had the experience. Anyway, my friends, my dear, dear friends, Sonny and David Boland, and you guys have heard Sonny several times on my radio show, paranormal investigator, very upbeat, wonderful, fantastic woman. So is her husband. Their entire family are fabulous people. Anyway, David's mom crossed over. She ascended. And I got to tell you, it was the most amazing funeral I had ever been to in my entire life. Oh, my God. Now, I did a write-up on Facebook. I've got some pictures there. I'm one of those people that will take pictures at funerals. I love it. I love, love, love it. Sometimes you can literally see the spirits walking around. I've got to tell you guys, it was so fantastic. I walked in. You were completely greeted by everybody. All this love, this outpouring of love, laughter. Oh, my God. And I'm looking, and everyone's wearing these amazing hats. And I'm going like, oh, my God, if you told me that this was a big gala affair, I would have. I've got an amazing hat, you guys. It's a fantastic black feathered hat. It's one of a kind. It's a red feather hat. I would have worn it. And so Sunny started laughing. She goes, no. She says, my mother-in-law, Bonnie, she says she has an amazing collection of all these fancy hats. And she goes, so they were all over the room. She goes, and she wants you to share in this experience. So pick a hat, wear it. Everybody was wearing hats, you guys. It was like I was at the Kentucky Derby with everyone dressed like crazy and wearing all these fabulous hats. And, of course, the only thing that was missing was everyone, you know, carrying a glass of wine or something, which was kind of funny. I told Sunny about that later, and she just started laughing because they were actually trying to get that to happen. It was so wonderful. It was quite a celebration, and Bonnie was an amazing person, and she really lived her life to the fullest. She actually put on parties. She put on events. She created events for people, and she loved parties because she did them all the time. This was probably one of the very best going away farewell parties that I've ever been to. If you guys have any amazing stories like that, you know, I've invited you guys to call in and ask a question or share your stories. I'd love to hear what experiences you guys have had. Now, quite honestly, being a psychic, I'm lucky because when I go to these events, I'll hear the people talk to me, and I will see them many times. And when I saw Bonnie several times at her wake, and oh my God, it was wonderful. I didn't make it to the funeral the next day, but I understood that the priest, was a real crack-up. I mean, they had people laughing in the aisles. It was so fantastic. This was an amazing going-away party. So I just want to say thank you. It's an experience I will never forget. And I would hope that we all can create something amazing for the people that we love when they cross over, as great as David and Sunny's families did for Bonnie. It was just amazing. And Bonnie would have loved it. And that, as a matter of fact, I'm sure she did because I could see her up in the front laughing. All right, so that's what I had to share this week. Now, we're going to go to lines now. And, again, please share your experiences. You can ask a question. But I'm interested in what's been happening for you. So let's go to the lines. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Rose. I was calling for a mini reading. Are you doing readings?
You may ask one question. Yep, there's a lot of callers online. And you
sure.
can ask a question.
I want to know what you see for me with regards to romance.
Okay, Rose. Now let me ask you this. On our topic tonight for funerals and wakes, I don't know if you feel that talking about such a thing is morbid. What do you think about it?
Oh, no, I don't
think it's
morbid.
Have you been in any good ways?
No, everybody's going to die eventually, so sometimes you just have to talk about it to get things settled before a person passes on.
Totally, totally. What is your funeral going to look like or your wake?
Oh, I don't really know.
Really?
I haven't given it much thought, actually.
I want a ton of psychic readers at my wake, and I want everyone sitting down to have a psychic reading on the last night of my party.
Mm.
I think that'd be fun. All right, honey, so you're looking at a question of romance. Now, I'm going to direct a question to you, too. Do you have readings, Rose, in the past? Have you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you understand that when a psychic picks up information, they get it from the spirit world where there is no time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So
yes.
Are you one of the people, and this I'm not hitting you this way on purpose, I'm not. But are you one of the people that get very agitated and kind of blames the psychic when things don't happen right away, or do you know that it's something that you kind of sit and wait for, or you get proactive on making it happen? What's your angle on that?
I don't get all agitated if it doesn't happen right away because I know it's the future and there's no time, so I just hope that,
good,
you know, it's positive that it comes through.
Amen. And we can even take action on helping create things happen, right, instead of waiting for somebody to come knocking on our door?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
However, this makes me laugh because people say, well, what are you going to do because they're not going to come walking to your door? Well, my second husband did.
Hmm.
He delivered my refrigerator. And we fell in love. And it was it.
Wow.
So listen, y'all, it can happen.
It can happen, right?
It can happen. If it's meant to be, it's going to be, for heaven's sakes. We meet people in the strangest places. I do see a man around you. I see him with dark hair. He looks like he's a real cutie. And it kind of looks like to me that eventually this guy's going to get down on his knee and propose to you. Now, I get past, present, and future, Rose, so I don't know what's going to happen. You know, did this happen already? Did some beautiful tall man get on his knee and propose to you?
No, I'm waiting for him.
Yay! Well, and I don't know why I'm hearing Brazil. What state are you calling from, Rose?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. All right. I don't know. I'm getting like Brazil or some other country. So I don't know that he really comes, you know, is he from America or is he from a different country? You have to wait and see. But I do see someone coming. So please be patient. And give me a call back when this happens, because I always ask for feedback, you guys. I always ask for feedback. All right. So and thanks, Rose. So give us a call again. Let us know when that happens. Now we're gonna go and see. And I'm gonna tell you too. I had recently when I was asking Rose the question. You know, are you one of the people that kind of gets a little cranky when it doesn't happen? I had somebody that kind of sent out like an impatient Facebook thing. Well, this is supposed to come, you know, Joanne said, whenever it's going to happen. And I'm going like, oh. So I like to reiterate, you know, reinforce for the people that haven't had psychic readings or for those of us, hello, you know, I love the psychic field. I'll have a reading here and there. I love to hear what a psychic has to say. I love to sit and wait. And then I actually make a list, and I write down, like, I will write down the date when certain things happen. And then, of course, I always share it back with the person that had done a reading for me. So these are just little tips. And I also want to say, too, remember that every psychic is gifted differently. You might have these expectations of a psychic, what you think they should be doing, but your best bet is to always ask ahead of time, what are your gifts? What information do you receive from the spirit world? How do you do it? So do that, too, so you won't be disappointed. All right, caller, who's calling? Hello, are you there? Hi,
hello?
Who is this?
It's Sarita.
Sarita, how are you tonight? What state are you calling from?
Indiana. I call the
all
time.
Right.
How are you?
How you doing, honey? I'm good.
Good. Well,
so what's your story on wakes and funerals, Sarita?
My son passed away 13 years ago, and his funeral was just beautiful. We had music. There was a lot of people, a lot of singing and praying. it was just beautiful, very nice. I have very good memories, and I've been to lots and lots of funerals, unfortunately, but
yeah.
You know, but I remember my son, and I'm glad that it turned out to be just beautiful. Beautiful, and I can't
wait to
be with him again.
Well, you know what, that's the gift, right? Because we know that when we die, we're all going to heaven. There's a wonderful place on the other side. And for a lot of people that do meditation, prayers, you kind of slip into an altered state. And there you have, you know, confirmation for yourself. So your soul knows, okay?
Yes. But what I wonder
I've got to tell you.
Is he still going to be little when I see him, or is he going to be grown up?
Thank you. Those are just amazing questions. Okay, so I've got two things to share with you about the little baby and the man, and when I was going down the street. So I've got to share this with you. I was driving down 88th Avenue, and suddenly I went into an altered state, and I was going through this experience where I was going like, oh, wow. Wow. And I felt like I was floating in the air, like floating upward, like ascending. And I was like, wow, so this is what it's like. So this is what it's like to die. Oh, my God. So that's what I was getting, and it was so overwhelming. And I had to bring myself back in, going like, oh, my God, what am I experiencing here? But it was so fantastic. And then the person who died had said, but my family is going to miss me. But then they shifted back up into like, oh, my God, this is so wonderful. And as I drove up a couple of blocks, there had been a car accident, and one of the cars was flipped completely on its top, and it was crushed.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, my God. So I had tapped into the person that had just died, and I was feeling what they had experienced. That was amazing. Now, Sarita, going back to your question, I had a woman that had come for a reading, and her little baby had died. And so she was doing a lot of grieving. It was very painful. But when I tapped into her baby that had just died, there was this beautiful, strong man standing behind her with his hand on her shoulders. And it was her son that had just died. He looked, and because it's his soul, and his soul was mature. Because, you know, what we want to remember is when we come into the earth, we've got to get squeezed into a little tiny baby body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So sometimes we're going to look at our deceased person at what, you know, when they die as a baby, will we see them as a baby? But I want to tell you that wasn't just my perception. My granddaughter several months later met the woman too, and she heard that my granddaughter was very psychic, so she asked her the same question. And the identical words came out of her mouth. I want to tell you, you see your baby as a baby, but he's a fully grown man. And I almost fell over when that happened. So I want to ask you, how do you see your son?
I miss him so much, and it's been 11 years. And because I miss holding him, he died at 6 months, and he was in the hospital for 3. I want to hold him again. So I want him to be a baby. You know,
well,
it worries me.
Him being a baby.
Yeah, it worries me that he'll be grown and I won't know who he is when I see him. I want to see
your
that.
Your soul
baby
will completely know him, Sarita.
I hope.
Your soul will completely know him. The figure, the little boy that I'm seeing right now, he looks like he's like 7 or 8 years old. I see him with a baseball glove. I see him playing baseball. I hear him going like, hi, Mom, hi, Mom. Swear to God, I got goosebumps over my whole body.
Mm. Yes, I think about him all the time. Yes, I talk to him all the time. And I always, I've been trying to dream about him, and I've been asking my angel spirit guide to, like, let me dream, like, real things. And I keep dreaming a little boy, a little baby boy. I keep dreaming him, and I keep dreaming him. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, is that my baby?
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
So let me tell you, Sarita, John Edwards, the psychic, he created a CD, a recording, to have people walk back in and have contact with their spirit guides, angels, and dead relatives. Look online. I don't have the name of it. I know I own it because I've used it. It's a CD.
Okay.
It puts you, I'm also a hypnotherapist. It'll put you into an altered state of relaxation. He has you walking through a field, over a bridge, and then it's like, oh, my God, look who's coming. And then you will see your dead relative coming towards you. So, again, it's a CD created by John Edwards, the psychic.
Okay.
And it's having contact with your spirit guides, angels, and dead relatives. Get that. You will so love it.
I'm definitely going to get it, yes. I have one real quick question because I know you have a lot of calls.
Go ahead, honey.
And it's just
all
about
right.
My romance.
Romance?
Anything? Yes.
And I know you are one lady that has patience around this stuff, Sarita. So,
yes, and I have tons of astrology books, and I love the whole field of astrology and all that. I've always been very drawn to it.
All right, I feel an Aries man around you, and it feels like, and something with his nose. I don't know if he broke his nose or not. Relationship-wise, have things been going backwards a little bit, honey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because your coffee's going backwards, going like, oh. I do get a sense of somebody trying to come back into your life, but I got to tell you, that kind of looks like it spells out trouble for me when I look at that. So you're going to want to be careful. If somebody from the past that didn't work out is trying to come back because it's like, it doesn't look good or it doesn't look right. And I think you already
know
that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
but will
so
I
keep your eyes open for
right?
that. Will you find him? I think you guys will find each other a little bit later.
Okay.
Do you have another child you're raising right now, honey?
I have two other kids that I'm raising, and I'm also helping raise another girl right now. She's going to be 18 tomorrow. And I have a 19-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
I will say this to you. There will be another baby in your arms, and it's going to be reasonably soon. Somebody else might be having a baby, honey, or you might be helping somebody else out with another child.
Really?
Yeah,
but it's not
would you let me know?
That I'm, but it's not that I'm having another baby, right?
The one that I'm seeing right now, you could, but the one that I'm seeing right now seems to come from somebody else.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Let me
all
know,
right,
Sarita.
Well, thank you. And then we have to have
a
show with dreams, okay, about dreams one day and what they mean.
Okay, so you know what? We can do that. Now, you guys know that next week is Dave Gunning, Master Astrologer. Make sure you call in for the show next week as well, Dave Gunning, Master Astrologer, and also maybe the next week we'll do dreams, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sarita.
Thanks.
All right, bye now. You bet. Bye. All right. Those are all very interesting questions, too. You know, we always ask, what does somebody look like when they come back, when they've died a certain age? And everything that I've not only seen and experienced, when I see these dead people showing up, people normally, it's been purported all over for years and years and years, probably centuries, that when somebody dead shows up, they normally show up at the time they felt best when they were alive. And, such as my grandmother, she died at 87 years old. She appeared to me that night in my bed, scared the willies right out of me, because I kept throwing the covers over my head saying, Nana, go home, go away. And she showed herself looking like she was 43 years old with bright red flaming hair. She was so beautiful. So when they felt the best, that's when they'll show up. That's what they'll look like to you guys. All right, who's the next caller? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, oh, there you are. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Hi. Who is this, and what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana. My name's Estella. I'm actually Sarita's sister.
Spell your name for me, honey. Spell your name.
E-S-T-E-L-A.
E-S-T-E-L-A. Okay. All right, Estella, what would you like to ask, honey?
I have a question about my love life.
Okay. All right, now, do you have any experiences, any really great experiences from wakes or funerals?
Not really. I mean, I've been to funerals, but they've always been kind of sad to me, so.
I know. I want to make sure I acknowledge the fact that they are very sad, and we have a lot of grieving and things like that. And I think sometimes when we do have the fun, it kind of helps us process through also. But everyone goes through different processing experiences when somebody's crossed over, and there are a lot of steps to grieving. It's a huge loss. I think for myself, when I think about somebody crossing over, I like the celebration of life. I like celebrating who they are, what they contributed. Yeah. And I like that part. I like wishing them the best on the other side, you know?
Oh, yeah, it helps grieve.
Yes, positively. And just to let you guys know also, when we pray for people that have died, just like when we pray for people that are alive, that's a real energy, by the way. So when we pray for people, just know it's like putting fuel in their gas tank. And we're praying for them. We're throwing them all this positive energy, asking God to bless them. It's a real positive energy. It really goes toward their healing. It helps them cross over. When people are sick and you're praying for them, that adds to their healing process, you guys. Or if they do cross over, it adds to their crossing over experience. So just want to let you know that. Okay, so Estella, you were asking about a love life question, correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you now, when I do these readings, I do get other information that flows through. All right, now, because this information is past, present, and future, did somebody have cancer around you, honey?
My grandma has cancer.
All right. Oh, God bless her. Very sorry. How's she doing so far?
She's doing good.
Good. I'm hearing happy birthday to somebody. Whose birthday is it just been or coming?
It's my dog's birthday. we celebrated my dog's birthday today.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, happy birthday, puppy. Oh, that's too funny. That's so great. See, and they do say that all dogs go to heaven. By the way, I have so many stories to tell you guys, but I know I've been doing a lot of meditation on the other side, and I see all my dead animals from the past. They come up to me. Too much fun. So, Estella, like Sarada, do you have somebody from the past that's trying to contact you for a love relationship?
Not from the past.
I've got somebody that wants you. So I got somebody that really wants to be with you. So like crazy.
But probably the guy that I'm talking to.
Oh my goodness. I get such a wonderful feeling about you in a love relationship with somebody. Holy macaroni. That's what I want to say. In a good holy macaroni. Your coffee is going clockwise. I see a baby in your coffee, so we know what that is, you know.
Oh, my
be
God.
Be careful if you're not ready for a pregnancy.
Okay.
I hope you're excited.
Yeah. kind of.
Does this guy have a really great torso, like a really nice body, honey?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get to see a lot of amazing things in the coffee girls, so I get a lot of pictures there. All right, well, you'll have to, I always invite people to give me the feedback, but it looks wonderful right now. This relationship looks like it could go in a really great place. I think he looks like a very honorable man. He's got good intentions. So I hope you'll be kind enough to go ahead and give me some feedback. I look forward to talking with you in the future. All right, thanks, honey. Have a wonderful day. You know, and again, you guys, I want to remind you that, of course, this is my full-time business. I'm a full-time professional psychic. I do everything in the psychic paranormal field. Again, I do the psychic readings, paranormal investigations. I'm a Reiki healer, hypnotherapist, house clearings, everything. So if you do need any further or a more in-depth, much more in-depth reading, I can bring out a lot more detail for you as well. You can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292. All right, and you can schedule that appointment with me. All right, let's see who is online next.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi there. Me? Is it me? Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Okay, good. I heard the beep, and I wasn't sure, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't sure it was me,
yeah.
And I didn't say. Jay?
What's your name?
Jay. J-A-Y-E.
Oh, hey, Jay. All right, so what state are you calling from?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, so what is your question?
Oh, finance.
All right.
Because it's a
about
new
money.
Year, new beginnings, I'm hoping, anyway.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let me tell you what I'm getting here for you, Jay, as I'm pouring the coffee. I get you're going to have big changes around finances this year, honey. And it's to me, it feels like a little bit of a roller coaster, so I want you to watch for that. It feels like, I don't know if you've gone through any changes around career or job yet, but it most certainly feels like you're going to have some job changes. Or let's put it this way. It feels to me like during the middle of the year, there might be some sudden changes around money coming in. But, boy, do I feel you getting extremely comfortable and secure and going like, oh, yes, this is just what I wanted.
Okay, but that's a later part of the year. But what about now, like, any money coming along?
Have things been stressful for you right now, honey?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to. I saw this home that I want to purchase. And it's about two blocks away from me, but I wanted the finances to obtain it. And I was like, oh.
Okay, so you know that saying, I'm trying to remember what that movie was, but smart is as smart does. He always used to things like that. Life is like a box of chocolates. I can't remember the name of the movie. Hopefully you all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Yes, I love that man. So,
yeah.
And the character was wonderful. Anyway, smart is as smart does, honey. You need to sit down, and this is where you're proactive. Now, I'm telling you what I'm seeing, that in the middle of the year, things will change for you financially to a much more secure position. If things aren't secure now, why would you put yourself in a bad position, number one? So be proactive. Be your own little detective. Start going over all your finances and ask yourself, can I afford this? Or if something happens, would I be putting myself in the hole? Me personally, I would wait, even though I still see something very good for you coming more towards spring. Sometimes you might set your mind on something. If it doesn't happen right away, don't give up on that. Just know that you might still get the same thing, only timing is everything. So please remember that I said that. And again, if you want to give me some feedback, because of course we've got several other callers and I've got to get to the rest of the callers, but you give me a call back, Jay, and let me know. Remember, finances will be getting better in the middle of the year, not right away, but so it reminds me of a story. I know that God does things on purpose for us. Certain delays are designed by God. I went to buy a house. I loved it. Somebody else came in and bought it underneath me for cash. I was like, dang it, that's not fair. But the next house I got was much greater, much better location. So I completely believed that delay was meant to happen so I would get a better place. So think about that. Think about that. Okay, so let's see who is next. And thanks, Jay. Give us a call back later. Hi, caller. Who is this?
Joanne?
Yes. Kristen!
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm honey. How are you?
I'm good. I just I wanted to ask about if I was going to be getting a job anytime soon or leaving my job, getting something much better and much better paying. I know that it's coming because I know you've said multiple times that I know it's not you. It's, you know, it's the way God works, and I get that. But I'm just like, okay, can I leave now?
I want to say don't leave yet, honey. And I see you getting a job that you might be working overnight or in a place that has a 24-hour work schedule.
Well, that would be my current job, Jorianne, because I work third shift, and that's one of the reasons why I'm trying to get out of it.
Okay. Can you change to any other shifts yet, honey?
Well, I can't because and I've tried numerous times to be able to transfer, numerous times.
Okay.
And I keep getting told no and no, 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 no in the hospital. So now I'm going to other places. I'm trying to apply all over the place to Boston just because there's much more availability and everything in Boston. And I love Boston, and I want to stay. And but I'm just getting to the point where third shift is really driving me nuts, and I know it's coming because you've told me multiple times, but I'm just like,
and it looks
okay,
like it is too. I'm looking in the coffee right now, honey. Kristen, I'm looking in the coffee, and it shows me things are going, but like at a snail's pace, like the turtle, and the hair is the turtle.
Oh,
be
my
patient.
God, I have no idea how where you are right now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. But don't get off track, honey. Don't get off track. Some people lose sight of the prize. Do not lose sight of the prize.
Oh, no.
Stay
focused. Oh, no. I have my multiple visions that keep me going every day, and I'm just like, okay, I know my
girl.
Utopia is coming. I know my visions. Jorianne has told me multiple times something is coming, but it's just like, I don't know when, I don't know where, and I'm just like, okay, God, can this just happen now, please?
Right, right.
I do want to mention something about the funeral thing.
Please.
If you're going to ask me or not, but not necessarily a funeral thing, but somebody passed away that was like my adopted mother. And I didn't know until after something told me to go to find her or something was like, it was, and I have had this before. Something told me inside of me to go track her down, find out what's going on, find her, talk to her, something like that. So when I found out what happened, it was through a third party, and they told me that she passed away. And at first I'm like, what the hell? Like, seriously, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, what happened? She was fine. So and then recently I was in the mall walking one day, and I'm one of those people that kind of like looks the other way and like keep walking and stuff like that. And I ran in smack dab in the middle of this lady, and I almost ran her over, not on accident, completely on accident though. And her name was Deborah, the same person that passed away. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I wonder if that's Debbie, and I wonder if she's like trying to like give me a sign or something. You know what I mean? And it was just like, and every now and again, I'll think about her and, like, random thoughts. I'm like, I wonder if that's her. Like, I wonder if that's, you know, she's here or something. You know what I mean? It's so weird.
So you know she is, Kristen, right? So you know that she was the one that got your attention that made you think, oh, my God, I got to check her out. What's going on? I hope she's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was her going, like, check me out.
And I felt bad because she had a Facebook, and And for, like, the last couple of years, I could have checked it, and I could have found her, and I could have had contact with her. And it's just, like, now I'll be, like, years before I'll, like, pass away, and then I can finally talk to her. And I'm just like, what the hell?
No, that's not true, remember, Kristen. That's not true. You already have had contact with her. You almost bumped into a lady with the name of Debbie. That's another way she was showing herself to you. You know, we just have to learn that the physical world we live in is not all there is, and we have to learn how to quietly and subtly listen when people are trying to contact us from the other side. So you don't have to wait until you're dead, you all, to sit there and talk to your dead relatives. you know, learn channeling, learn meditation, learn prayer techniques, so you too can have contact with the dead. But it's practice makes perfect. Okay?
She was like my mom, Joanne.
Don't wait till you die.
I loved her so much. She was like my mom, and we lost contact and everything, and I know you have to go, but it was just like, I miss her. So.
Well, Kristen, just call me back and let me know. And you have to keep asking her, please come and talk to me, Debbie. Please come and talk to me in my sleep. Okay?
Oh, I already, like, okay, yeah, I will. Hey, absolutely. Thank you, Joanne.
All right.
Love you as always.
I take care. Happy New Year, Kristen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my God, you guys have to remember, please, please remember, you know, again, just because you died does not mean you are dead. The way it works. All right, so let's see who else we have online here.
Hi,
hello,
Jory.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, Jory, it's Laura Redman. How are you, doll?
Oh, Miss Laura Redman, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so I just want to let our listeners know you were also one of the guests at the gala event on the weekend for Bonnie. Didn't we have a ball?
It was the most fabulous send-off I have ever attended. As soon as you walked through the doors of that funeral home, the positive energy that came flowing out was overwhelming. You were walking into a party. You weren't there to get on your knees and pray. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
It was just the best, well-put-together event. And the happiness, and I did not know you saw her 3 or 4 times. That is awesome.
Oh my God,
Bonnie!
And I saw her up at the casket. I saw her sitting there, kind of snickering and laughing because everyone was having such a great time, especially with all of her hats. I swear to God, my body is in goosebumps right now. I saw her in the cafeteria. She, of course, gave me some messages for David and Sonny. I saw her at least 4 times, and I'm going like, oh, my God, this woman's cracking me up. And was she not dressed to the nines, Laura?
Beautiful. Beautiful. She was like a starlet. They did a great job with her.
Rhinestones.
Oh, yes. And her bling, you know, and that, oh, it was a very, just a lovely send-off.
So I have to say,
we should all be so fortunate to have a goodbye like that, because that was incredible.
Oh, thank you, Laura. I totally agree. And like you said, I couldn't say it any greater. There was so much, such a great outpouring of love when you walked in. You really felt like you were being welcomed into an amazing event, an amazing party. It was, you know, when you turned around, it was like, what else are we going to see? What else is going on?
I know, and you constantly wanted to keep looking and listening. You know, the stories that were being told about her and the laughter and all the photographs. I mean, it was, well, I'm so glad I was able to go. It really was a wonderful time.
Well, I will tell you, this is an event that I will never, ever forget. It touched my soul. I knew Bonnie better after her wake. I mean, I had met Bonnie. She was a very nice lady. And I loved her. I loved who she was as a person. She let you know that you live your life today. Don't wait. Don't worry about what other people think. Be who you are.
Wow,
and
what wonderful words.
Yeah,
I unfortunately never got to meet her.
Okay.
You know, I just, for some reason, whatever party she was at, I couldn't make it. But I still felt compelled to go, probably, you know, more for Sonny and Dave, but I'm so glad I went.
Oh, my God. And I can tell you something, Laura, me too. And I heard that this woman really knew how to throw a party. And she did. I mean, her last party was just amazing, but she threw parties. That's what she did. So her wake was complete reflection of who she was as a woman in this world. I loved it.
Wow. That's really cool.
I loved it.
Wow.
It was amazing. Yeah. So
well,
thank you
that's awesome.
Sharing.
So thanks for doing a show on that topic, because I think it's not talked about nearly enough.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, what do you think? What do you think? Now, we had an amazing experience at Bonnie's wake. The family, oh, my God, I just wanted to hug each and every one of them. So what about for you? We're Irish, man, and when we throw wakes, when we have parties, oh, my God, we are cracking up, we're laughing. We're normally people with the pizza in the back, you know, beer in the back. I mean, these guys really.
Absolutely.
Yes, we have great parties.
But I have to say, this particular wake was better than any that I'd been to before. I mean, even our own family, you know. Apparently we're doing something wrong.
Yes.
This one was a blast.
Yes. Do you remember some of the wakes? I'd seen some of these online. I think when people are okay and they feel comfortable with expressing themselves, some of the newer wakes or some of the, I don't know what you call them, there were some people that were being buried in their cars. I mean, some people, some of the funeral directors were starting to recreate your family and having the person of the body sitting in the chair with his beer. I'm not sure how I'd feel about that.
I have not seen that, and I have to agree.
Rigor mortis
was
setting in at the time, and they're in the chair starting to move and shit. I'd be going like, oh, my God, that's freaking me out.
Yeah, that'd be a little freaky.
But
I'm a fan of the post-mortem photographs, but I don't know if I'd want to have that going on during the wake. I have to agree. No. You need to be in that casket with your hands folded, okay? That's just the way it's done.
Too funny.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Do you have time for one quick question?
I do. You're starting to crack me up. I'm starting to laugh here. So, yes, I do.
Then I'm going to hang up because you got other callers. But I just have got some funky health issues going on, and I wonder if you can steer me in any direction that I should be checking out.
Okay. All right. So this is, have you had any of your glands swollen and stuff, Laura?
Oh, big time, yes.
Because when I feel your body, when I feel your presence, I go like, oh, my God, we're swelling. And
yep.
I've got to tell you, something feels bacterial. It feels like something's been, like, creeping into your body, and it feels like little, almost like it feels like you've got deposits in your body somewhere that are not being excreted from your body properly, just to let you know. And it feels like something's bacterial.
Okay, interesting.
So,
all right.
Did you have anything around your intestines at all?
What I had was the throat, the swollen gland under the chin. I looked like a chipmunk. Intestinal stuff going on, lots of pain, lots of irregularity, and I'm being polite. Lots of body pain, sinus stuff. I mean, it was horrendous. And, I've got a hernia or something. I don't know.
Well, it almost felt like, you know, sometimes we get joint pain and sometimes some of it could be like a little connected to arthritis.
Oh, yeah.
So I get stuff like that. Now, again, you already know that if you want to get a more in-depth reading, you know to give me a call.
Yes, yes.
And we can do that because I can pick up a lot more information. And just to let you guys know, I tell people I'm also a Reiki master. And I really do take my healing work very seriously, but I love doing my readings. I just do my readings all the time. But I'm a Reiki master healer. My daughter's a Reiki master healer teacher. If you guys are interested in setting up a healing, please do. We have gotten some amazing results in doing this Reiki healing. And, again, Laura, you know, give us a call if you want to come out and get a healing because I'm telling you, we've got some...
I know that's what you told me, and I plan on doing it, but at least you've steered me in the right direction as to which doctor I should kind of go to. Because I have a couple different ones, and I didn't want to waste my time and money on the rheumatoid guy if I need to go to another guy. So that's very helpful.
Perfect.
And you're not yelling at me saying, go to the ER now. So thank you for that.
Yes. You do have some time here, but why sit in pain when you get some answers? That's my thought.
Exactly.
And I just want to let people know, if you don't mind, Laura Redman is a wonderful woman. She's also in the paranormal field, and we will be talking to her, you guys, where Laura will be joining us on the show to share some of her wonderful experiences that she has had. So I look forward to having you back on the show.
Oh, Jory, I'm very excited to come back. I have a super investigation this Friday night, and I am very hopeful about it. So, and I can't speak about
it. Would you come back on and share it with us?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going to give you a big hug, and then I look forward to talking to you real soon, honey, okay?
Okay, thank you, doll. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Laura, take care. All right, bye. Oh, my God, you guys, there you go. And that's just how great that our wake and funeral was. It was so amazing. It was just amazing. All right, so let's see who we have online.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hello, caller.
Yes, hello, my name is Melvin.
Yes, hi. Okay, Melvin.
Yes, I
and what's your question?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I just wanted to ask you about situation on my job. I work at a group home with four clients, and we just have a new supervisor, and she is really. I'm trying to work with her, but she's just outspoken and threatened to fire you if you don't do this or do that and stuff. And I just want to know, like, how would this job, do you see me prospering in this job or getting another job? Because we had a little meeting today, and she said that somebody on the job tells her everything that goes on in the house and what other people say about her. So I don't feel comfortable there. And
well, you know what? Wait a minute, Melvin. Let me tell you this, sir, if I may. I want to tell you this, and I want to say to my other callers too. I'm going to make sure I answer everyone's phone call, even though we'll end the show in a couple of minutes. Melvin, I'm going to say this to you. I want you to hear me, okay? You're
yes,
a very
ma'am.
Kind,
yes,
gentle, very good man. Sometimes when people upset us or rub us raw, it can be very upsetting. But I want to say this about the woman that's come in, you know, the boss. I think that in her heart of hearts, sir, she's trying to do the very best she can. And sometimes it's hard to partner up with somebody when they're more aggressive and abrasive. So, and that sounds like what you're meeting up with. I heard spiritually that you should not be leaving this job, but I believe there's something you're supposed to be learning from this, okay?
Okay.
I'm not quite sure that you're supposed to be learning. Like, I don't know if she reminds you of somebody nasty that you've dealt with in the past, but I know that she's really trying to do a good job. She is outspoken because that's just her personality. And it feels like you're supposed to learn how to work with her to benefit the group home. That's what I'm getting. And if I thought she was, excuse me, and I mean this in all sincerity, if I thought she was an evil, backstabbing, nasty person coming after you, I'd say run for the hills. But I'm not getting
right.
that, sir.
Okay.
I'm not getting
yeah,
that, Melvin, at all,
yeah.
I promise you.
Okay.
And not only that, I'm going to ask you to pray to God more. Ask God to lead you in the way that you're supposed to be working with this woman and let him give you different ideas, okay, on the
right.
actions you should be taking with her.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's right.
You're,
yes, ma'am. Yes.
You're a spiritual man, sir, and I really feel that you're supposed to be working with her in some way or learning how to work with her. So call me back and let me know what happens, Melvin, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. And how can you be
You're
reached?
You're welcome, sir. You are so welcome. And I just want to say God bless you. Oh, the way you can reach me is area code 219-940-9292. You can also check me out on coffeepsychic.com. And I want to tell the other people, stay online. This has been Your Psychic Connection. I love you guys. Again, 219-940-9292. If you want to come to the seance this weekend, give us a call. If you want to join our psychic development class, give us a call. All right. And then we will see you next week here at Blog Talk Radio with Master Astrologer David Gunning next week. All right. We'll talk to you then. All right. Caller, who's calling in?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, and what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
I thought so. Have I read you in the past, Chris?
You have.
I thought
so. It's been
a while. How you doing, honey?
Good. And you?
I'm great. So what's your question?
I was just trying to see if you had anything that you see for my career.
Okay. Are you doing anything around health, Chris, at
no.
all?
No.
Okay.
Personal,
what I'm saying,
but not.
What I'm gonna say to you, say it again.
I said personal health, but not work.
Okay, I was just going to say that. Thank you. What I got immediately, like with your coffee and other things that I'm getting here, I'm getting healthy and I'm getting, like, working on health. So you're supposed to do that. And then also, anything with babies coming up here for you, Chris?
Not me.
I get a baby
direct.
In your coffee here. So is that somebody right around you then, or?
I have a stepson getting ready to have one. And him and his wife, not him,
Yay!
But his wife.
Congratulations! I know, right? That would be a story for the Inquirer, right?
There you go.
Yep, there's a baby in the coffee
But they're not around
here,
me.
Wonderful.
They're across country.
Oh, that's still your family, honey.
I know. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's your... So it's around you in the fact that that's your family. Okay?
Oh, definitely. Okay.
Okay, so it seems like around work, what I'm getting from work is this. It feels like it's kind of feels a little boring to me. It kind of feels like it's not going anywhere fast, like you're looking for something new that you're supposed to be working on career-wise. I hope that makes sense for you. And
kind of.
Sometimes we're waiting. Well, you know, if we're waiting for a big break, sometimes it's a matter of really, like you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to wait.
Which, yeah,
you know,
that's kinda...
you know when people say you got to pay your dues?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. But
definitely.
I personally think you're going to have to make some big changes because I don't see you getting what you want right now. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, so should I wait till I get through my health challenges first, or?
Oh, my God,
I
bet you should.
I'm sorry.
Remember that saying, what I was saying earlier on the show, smart is as smart does?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Listen to your intuition. Use all the benefits that you have right now, your insurance, all that other stuff, and then when you are in a much better position, then you look at making your changes. Okay?
Okay. And then I just wanted to add
right,
to the weight comment. I love the idea of
yeah.
those as far as celebrations. We did that with my aunts. I wish I would have been more prepared, but yes, the celebration's much nicer than just the sad funeral. The celebration
yeah.
of life was much nicer.
And it is.
And that was
it's
what
amazing. Say it again?
That's why it intrigued me to call in.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yes, it was. You even heard Laura, Chris. It was like, I wish you all could have been there. It was amazing. And if you guys go to my Facebook, Jory on the Coffee Psychic, I've got a picture of a couple of us wearing hats at the wake and stuff, and I had done a write-up. It was like being at the Kentucky Derby. It was one of the coolest going-away parties I had attended ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I wish you all the best. Let me know what happens,
okay.
Chris, with your job. But get well and then go out and make go out and have a great career.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, honey. Take care. Remember, call me for a longer reading if you want. All right, Chris.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Who's my next caller?
Hi. How are you?
Hi, who is this?
My name's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. How are you today, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So what's your question? I know you're calling from Illinois from your area code, right?
Yes, yes. I've seen you a couple times a long time ago. Are you still in Illinois or did you move?
No, you know what? I moved out to Indiana. I'm only 45 minutes from my old house in Tinley.
Oh, okay.
My previous house in Tinley.
Right.
Yeah, and did you ever have a house party, Tracy?
Cause
I'm
did,
suddenly,
yes.
Like,
I had a couple.
You.
Yep, yeah, a couple.
Yes, I'm
I
hearing
have two.
House party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so my question is to you, I'm just, I'm looking to see if there are any more kids in my future.
Now, let me tell you this. I hear, like, what I'm honestly hearing, I'm hearing yes, too. But, again, remember, that's going to be a choice.
Right.
So you guys might go along going, like, well, I'm not so sure, blah, blah, blah. And then if you wait too long, then you guys will have said, okay, well, we're making this decision not to. But
right.
I personally get a very strong picture of I get goosebumps, honey. So I'm hearing, too, you're probably going to have two more kids. I don't know if they're going to be twins or what the deal is. But why do I see Lincoln Park around you? Why do I see the zoo?
I don't know. I don't know.
Remember, I'm very clear. I've got Lincoln Park in my head. I mean, you could
really?
Be going to Brookfield, too, but I'm getting Lincoln in my head. So I'm actually seeing you walking around there. Do you take your kids out there during the summer?
Yeah. Yeah, usually to Brookfield.
Okay, good, good. Well, there's going to be something with Lincoln Park. Remember I said it because I've got it in my head. I can see you in Brookfield also, but something with Lincoln Park. Be careful when you're down there. So now, here are the choices. Be careful when you're down there. I see the parking lot. I get a little scared about somebody pulling their car back and not looking. That is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I want you guys, no matter where you're at, to, look to the right. This is what we tell our kids. Look to the right, look to the left, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything
Alrighty?
Else? Okay. Thank you.
No, not right now. Hey, Happy New Year, Tracy.
Thank you. You too.
All right, honey. God bless you. All right.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Okay, so when, when I'm doing these readings, you guys, I have to tell you what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. If I don't, then I'm not doing my job. And that means that something else could pop up, and it's something that you need to know. All right, our last caller. Caller, who is this?
Hi, Jorianne, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to give you a validation. You gave me a reading a couple weeks ago about my career quitting or something that may happen. It might be some chaos or division or breakup.
Okay.
And I found out yesterday that my part-time job has been terminated as of March the 1st.
Wow.
So, but I still have my full-time job. But that's the one that's, it's also temporary. It's temporary, though, but, I just want to see what Spirit has for me as far as my career and where if I get another job or just weigh this out.
Now things are going backwards in your coffee right now, Gina, so I want you to hang tight there. And I do see something that could go either way, but eventually you're going to get a much nicer job. But I see this one gentleman. He looks like an African-American gentleman. Do you work with anyone African-American?
Not at my full-time one, no. Part-time, some of them, yes.
Okay. This guy looks like he's a boss, honey. Looks like he's a boss, and it looks like, I don't know why, now maybe this is in the future, this guy looks a little difficult, and I see him handing you money. I don't see the whole picture here, so So I if there was something like this that did not work out, I don't think you should feel bad about it in any way, shape, or form, because after that, and where are you calling from?
Georgia.
What? Georgia. I completely, Gina, see Arizona around you. Arizona.
What?
I don't even know if you're planning on going there or not. Are you?
No. No.
Okay, so you remember I
not
said
at
that.
All.
You remember I said that.
Okay.
Okay.
I will remember that.
You are going to be so at peace with a job. I mean, oh, my God. So at peace. You're going to be so happy. And can I ask what career you're doing right now?
I'm in the health field.
Let me tell you what I see. I see you doing some sort of like social work, helping. Oh, yeah, social work, right. I want to make sure I said that out loud, okay. Social work, helping people, that sort of field. So hopefully that's some of what you do. But, oh, my God, you're going to be so at peace and so happy and so relaxed that when you get this other job later, you'll be very thrilled, very thrilled.
Okay, and the guy don't have nothing to do with this, right?
I think he's going to be a stepping stone. That's what I think. You know, sometimes how we have to, you know, there was a gentleman earlier on the show tonight that said he was dealing with a difficult woman. Sometimes we have to. Go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's completing karma. Sometimes it's a lesson. We just sometimes
right.
we need to knock on wood, God forbid, but bite the bullet,
right.
deal with it, and then ask Spirit, what am I supposed to be learning from this, God? Please help me out here. Because when you ask those questions, you will get an answer.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I just hang in there.
Yes, ma'am. Just hang
okay,
in there
thank
and
you.
Think positive thoughts, Gina.
I will,
honey.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. All right, well, that's the show, everybody. And thank you all for joining us tonight and listening. And we'll be here next week at Blog Talk Radio. Good night now.